You know we got neighbours, don't you? They must be wondering what the hell's going on in there.
Did you actually get that across the theme tune?
Yes.
I played that dead well, though.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate. Oh, yeah. Hiya, mate. Oh.
Hiya, mate.
God, it's painful.
Say hiya, Andrew.
Hiya, mate.
Hi, Andrew.
How's it all going?
All right, yeah.
It's chaos today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all of it. You are very giddy. What, have you been drinking again?
No.
Why is your microphone near the ceiling?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
There you are, mother.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Right.
No one's going to get that reference, Andrew.
No, yes, I know that. I thought that as I said
that's
it.
Like a
but
real,
no one's going to
really
get that.
Really old reference.
Yeah, I know.
Can you hear me, mother?
Some mothers do have them.
I can't know. I think it was a medium that used to do it? Talking up to, like, talking to the dead or something.
Do you know, I don't even know where
well,
I got
a,
it from.
It was a saying. A 70s kind
of thing.
I
thought it was in a sitcom.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm sure, right, if you're going to reference something,
yeah,
you should know where it's from.
No, nobody's saying it funny how things you say, and you don't really know where it came from, but you always say it.
It's like how things stick in your brain.
Yeah.
Like we said to you in the last episode, Jordan.
It's like when you're being a bit rude, and I go, oh, matron. And do you know what I'm on about? But you know the saying, don't
you?
Yeah,
I know it from somewhere.
But that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like...
Is that from the Carry On films?
Yes, it was, I think it was Kenneth Williams, was
Kenneth
it?
Kenneth Williams.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's been going on, big boy?
Well...
Oh?
You know how a few weeks ago... I forgot to mention this, it totally slipped me by.
Oh, right.
Well, I've been to... Tom Syndicate's.
What? Hey? You forgot? Yeah, you've been where? Go.
I've been to Tom Syndicate's 110-acre farm.
As in his house or a farm?
A farm.
Has he got a farm?
Yeah. He's got 110 acres of it.
Why have you not mentioned this before?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It just slipped my mind.
Did you not? What? Did you meet him?
Yeah.
Come on, tell us more. How did this come about then?
Because I was spreading my wings across social groups, right?
Right, okay.
And I put
spreading his wings.
I put a shout out like I've been wanting to meet Tom for ages, and I put it in a few groups. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then his brother messaged me privately and said, "Would you like me to take you to the 110-acre farm tomorrow?" And I thought he was joking at first.
Right.
But then he sent me a picture of it because he was there at that time, you know.
Did you say to him, are you joking or what did you say? Did you?
Yeah.
Right. So then what happened? So you went. Who took
and then,
you?
And then me and my sister got in the car.
Yeah.
And we...
Is this Sophie?
Yeah. We picked his brother up from I Park. And then he directed us, and then we went to the 110-acre farm.
Which I assume is somewhere up near my house, because he's near me anyway, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what was on the farm, what to see, and go on?
Highland cows.
All right.
They got
kilts on, have they?
I don't know. He had a spud van, because he knows... You know the bakery... G Cross Bakery, the one near your house.
Yes.
They were there.
All right, doing food.
Yeah.
Right.
And Rita's Rain were there. I don't know if you know them. Rita's Rain.
Don't know them.
They're from middle of Manchester, but he gets food prep off her, so he give her a pitch.
Right. If you're listening in Singapore, by the way, we'll put some photos on Facebook, because this will mean nothing to you in Singapore.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and that was that. And I did mention the podcast to young Tom.
Right.
And
so you actually met him there while you were there as well?
Yeah.
Did you have a bit of a chat? Did you have much of a chat?
Only for about 2 minutes. And right. I said to him just before I walked off, and I went, oh, Tom, I must mention my podcast. It's called Follow the Dream. And I hope he can come on it one day. And he stopped me and he says, well, I will do... But I'm not doing podcasts at this moment. But if you reach out to me in a couple of months, I'll gladly come on, because I can't come on at the minute because I'm scared of repeating myself, you know, because you've been on a few podcasts.
Right, right.
That's what you said.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, well done you, mate. And consider you normally cannot hold a secret, and you cannot hold a bloody secret. You've kept that quiet for some weeks. That's all right. I'm impressed with that as well.
Yeah.
So this farm, can we go to it?
No.
Was it like a private event or something? What was going on?
It is normally a private family farm.
Oh, right, okay.
Because in eventual reality, he hopes to have moved his family up there. Because he doesn't live there at the moment. He lives in a different house.
Okay.
But he just owns it, and he has built a house on it, but it's not ready to move into yet.
Okay.
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Oh, my God, indeed. I finally watched The Circle.
Yeah,
oh, my
you.
God!
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think, then?
Oh, my God!
All right, Andrew.
All right.
His finger's stuck on the button.
I actually don't know what to make of it.
Oh, my God!
It's not funny now.
It's not funny.
Sorry.
I don't know what to make of it now, because I never really knew what kind of show it was. I couldn't get my head around it.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
It's a new quiz show that she's doing.
Right.
Right.
And sorry to interrupt you, Joe, but just to explain for you, Andrew, they have... It's kind of a mixture of... What's the one where they vote people out? What's that one called? With a really stroppy woman that used to do it.
Weakest Link.
Yeah, it's like a bit
she's
of the
dead weakest... now.
Is she?
She's what?
She's dead now.
She's not.
Is she not?
Anne Robinson.
Sorry, Anne.
Prunella Scales did not.
Jesus.
She's not dead.
Sorry, Anne.
Andrew, it's a cross between like the Weakest Link, because they all vote people off.
Right.
You know, who's rubbish. But they have a big circle with like four answers in, and you get a question, you have to decide which one the answer is, and you run in and stand on that circle, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think she's quite good at it. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I do think she's... Then she's good at it.
Have you actually watched it?
You don't sound committed to this, Jordan.
No, I have watched it, but I just don't think it's... I'm not saying she's not good at what she does, but I just don't think it's that good.
I don't think she's game host person, is she?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
I think she's not quite good. You know, Brandy Walsh is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
who?
She's not...
Brandy Walsh?
Oh. Bradley Walsh.
Oh.
You cannot not know who Bradley Walsh is.
No, I thought you said Brandy Walsh.
All right. Bradley Walsh is in everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
You turn the telly on.
Do you watch the Chase?
Yes, yeah. Not so much recently, because always working.
Andrew?
Occasionally it'll be on, but very rarely is the TV on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, so in a circle, with Amanda, I was watching the other night, and I thought I would do a little bit of a quiz for you guys.
Oh, okay, go on.
In the style of, you know, from the Inner Circle. And it was actually interesting questions. So these are the kind of questions that they come up with. Are you ready for this, John?
Yeah.
So which is the furthest north out of these four places? So the Great Sphinx of Gaza. Yeah?
Or Giza.
Giza, yeah, that as well. The Colosseum in Rome. The Hollywood sign. Or the Acropolis of Athens? Which is the furthest north?
This is a trick question, isn't
Colosseum.
It?
But do you want them again? The Great Sphinx of Giza, the Colosseum of Rome, the Hollywood sign, or the Acropolis of Athens?
The Colosseum of Rome.
Well, Athens is in Greece, isn't it? So you got to think about the...
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to say Athens.
Are you?
I think people would say Hollywood, but I think it's a trick question.
I didn't know the answer, so I just do what my dad does and go right down the middle.
Yeah, but there's four of them.
I know.
So which one do you go for?
The second one.
The answer is that the furthest north is Rome, the Colosseum of Rome.
I got it right.
Yeah, you did.
North.
Right, here you go. Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
In 2024, one of these people turned 65 years old. Yeah? Barbie, Wonder Woman, Anna Wintour, or Michelle Obama? Any ideas?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're good questions, I think.
Barbie. Barbie's older, surely.
I'm going to...
So they turned 65 in 2024. Barbie, Wonder Woman, Anna Wintour, or Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama for you.
I'll say Wonder Woman.
The answer was actually Barbie.
Oh, right. Okay.
What? Because that was my original answer, but then he put me off.
Last one for you. Who designed the logo for Chupa Chups in the 70s? You remember Chupa Chups? Who designed the logo for Chupa Chups?
Them little longies, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Andy Warhol, Salvador Dali, Jackson Pollock, or Frida Kahlo?
Well, I've never heard of the last one.
Right.
Frida Kahlo.
So I'll say the third one.
Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
The answer was actually Salvador Dali.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I thought Andy Warhol, personally.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So, can we do a regular feature of this? I like this.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
Well, Nick, we can't call it the circle, though, can we?
No,
we'll call it the square.
Yeah, the square.
Four questions, square.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
New feature.
Coming soon.
Whee.
Me. Should we move on to Joke of the Week?
No, far too soon for that.
Yeah.
Why?
I've got something I want to talk about.
Go on, then.
I don't know if I've been dreaming about Kevin or if you actually said this at some point.
Right.
I don't know if this was in another podcast.
Go on.
Or something that you said after a podcast. I've no idea. I don't know if I've made this up.
Go on.
Did you ever, at any point in recent memory, talk about electric vehicles being able to make a noise? Because they're silent, aren't they?
Possibly, because we did speak about self-driving vehicles, and you were saying you were getting them, and I was saying I wouldn't, and we probably touched on that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And I mentioned that the ones that make no noise were running over people left
and
centre.
But you said that they can make a noise. You can program in a noise for them to play so that people know that it's coming along.
I don't think I said that bit, but, yeah, we did
speak. Well, maybe that's the bit I've been dreaming.
Yeah, but it would make sense.
Yeah, because what I was thinking was, why has nobody used the Knight Rider sound? How amazing would that be? This is all I've been thinking about for weeks.
Hang on, what was the sound, though? Yes!
Now, can you imagine if that's driving down the street? How cool is that going to be?
I want that on my car anyway.
I want that on every car going.
But do you know what? One of my staying with TV shows and cars and that.
Yeah.
Do you know what one of my favourite cars is? Favourite TV cars or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
The Dixie horn. I love that song. Yeah, I want one of them.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
What a great topic.
That'd get a bit annoying, though, wouldn't it? That going down the street at 3:30 in the morning.
No, yeah. I had that on a car when I was 18, 19.
Yeah, I can believe that.
We did, me and my brother. We also had CB radios.
Yeah.
So we were on CB radios. One down at Cabbingham, buddy. And I used to drive down Glossop High Street.
Yeah.
You know what you were saying about your vehicles making noises, Andrew?
Yeah.
On CB radios, if anybody's listening, I'm sure you'll remember this. Your CB radio was like a little walkie-talkie. And you, as an extension of your CB radio in the car, you could put a speaker, which is like horn-shaped, underneath your bonnet. And then you could key up on your walkie-talkie, your thing, and you could speak to people on the street through the tannoy. Does that make sense? So we used to drive through Glossop, and I used to key up and go, psst. Oi, you! And the people are looking around the street going, what? Yeah, CB rated. So Dukes of Hazzard car, great car.
Yeah.
Other cars from TV then. Knight Rider, love it.
Herbie.
Yeah. Yeah. That at the same time.
Number,
I loved Herbie.
What number was on that Volkswagen Beetle? Come on for 1,000,000 points.
I'm just going to pick a number out at random.
Go on.
23.
No. John?
63.
It's what number?
63.
It's actually 53. You were close. Yeah, it's 53 on that. On Herbie. What about Only Fools and Horses?
Reliant Robin.
Yeah, the yellow Reliant Robin.
Yeah.
Ricky Hatton, bless him. He had one of them.
He did.
Go on. Other TV cars, John.
Mr. Bean's Mini.
Oh, yeah.
The Pink Panther car.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Oh, hang on. The Ant Hill Mob in Wacky Races.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
I've never seen it. I'm just agreeing with you.
Wacky Races.
No, I've never seen it.
Andrew, Wacky Races.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
With the cavemen. They used to run. They had no wheels. I think they had square wheels.
Captain Caveman, was it?
No, the cavemen Wacky Races.
So if anyone's got an electric car...
Oh, yes.
So I think you said you could program it in, yeah? That you can make it make a noise.
Well, you said you dreamt that, but yeah, I would imagine you could.
Where reality is getting merged with my dreams, isn't it? No, so I'd like somebody, if they've got an electric car, to bring it down and make it make the Knight Rider noise.
Or if you've got a horn on your car, it goes...
Yeah, that'll go down well with the neighbours here, won't it?
We really want to meet you.
Shall we do Joke of the Week?
Shall we?
Yep.
Yeah. Here's
another joke of the week. Right, so episode 84, we are closing the gap. It's Jordan on 25 points, Kevin is on 29 points. What have we got this week?
Shall I go, John?
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got some sad news from the Nestle factory. Is it Nestle or Nestle?
Nestle.
Yeah, Nestle factory. Yeah. Well, there's a night shift worker who was crushed beneath a case of chocolate that fell 20 feet of the storage rack in. He called for help repeatedly, and every time he shouted, "The Milky Bars are on me," all his colleagues just kept cheering.
God. Oh, okay.
Right.
Cool, John. I've been in... Jesus. Hang on, Andrew's lost it.
Right.
I think I've got a point, John. You better be good, mate.
I've been invited to this...
Just give me the point, Andrew.
I've been invited...
I'll just give you the point. Sorry, John.
I've been invited to this premature ejaculation dance.
Yeah, definitely give me the point. Yeah, you arrived too soon or something.
No. I didn't know what to put on. So I thought, forget it, I'll just come in my pants.
Right, 30 points to Kevin. Jordan, you're back on 25.
Okay.
On that note,
shall we go?
I think we probably should.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.